Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Well, our Supreme Court is at it again, and our so-called conservative originalist judges, those who believe in original intent, those judges are demonstrating the great lengths to which people who stood by them and helped them get confirmed against tremendous opposition might not have been worth the time. It was a 7-2 decision that Texas and 17 other states did not have, you guessed it, did not have standing to challenge the constitutionality of this hideous law. You guessed it. Thank you for playing. Standing seems to be the new favorite word of the Supreme Court to shield them from cases they don't want to take. Then they can have their cake and eat it too. We aren't commenting on the law itself, and just whether or not there was standing. Alito was one of the two dissents. That was no surprise. Thomas went with the majority. That was a surprise. Gorsuch, who has been hit and miss, was another of the two dissenters. Barrett and Kavanaugh are continuing to be disappointments. As for Roberts, well, who hasn't given up on him years ago? Him and his efforts to protect the reputation of the court and make it look objective by counting how many times he sides with the liberals. Because, of course, the more you side with the liberals, the more objective you look in Washington. Supposedly, because the plaintiffs failed to demonstrate any past or future harm, they were disqualified from bringing forth their claim. Alito's dissent said, and I quote, "No one can fail to be impressed by the lengths to which this court has been willing to go to defend the ACA against all threats. A penalty is a tax. The United States is a state, and 18 states who bear costly burdens under the ACA cannot even get a foot in the door to raise a constitutional challenge. So a tax that does not tax is allowed to stand and support one of the biggest government programs in our nation's history. Fans of judicial inventiveness will applaud once again." Now, ladies and gentlemen, you may remember this whole tax issue from back when the law was first challenged. Forcing citizens to purchase something against their will is considered an overreach to the limited powers of the Commerce Clause in our national constitution. So Obama's attorneys argued that it wasn't so much an enforcement to purchase, but a tax. Actually, they were arguing both ways, but we won't get into all of that. Of course, Obama had insisted it wasn't a tax when he was trying to sell this albatross. But then Obama lied about so many aspects of this law, especially when he claimed people would not lose their doctors or insurance companies that they already had and were already happy with. To any thinking observer, President Obama's own explanation offered an involuntary confession that he knowingly lied about his affordable health care law. At stake was a lot of damage that people were promised would never happen. Millions of people lost their good health care because under Obamacare, strangling regulations were put upon insurance companies. He didn't want everybody to have good health care. He wanted everybody to have the same lousy health care, and it bothered him that some people's health care was good while others was lousy, except, of course, for himself and his family and anybody in Congress who were exempt from a lot of these things. Did Obama knowingly lie, or was he himself uninformed about the subtle nuances of his own health care law? We don't need to really speculate about this. The plain facts came out long ago. They should be obvious, even though people often miss the obvious. If you let a lying man talk long enough, the truth usually comes out. President Obama's own attempts at clarification reveal that he did indeed lie to the public. At a 2013 speech at the St. Regis Hospital, Washington, D.C., Obama tried to clean up his mess by explaining what he had meant to say when putting forth blanket promises. Now, if you have, or had one of these plans before the Affordable Health Care Act came into law, and you really liked that plan, what we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law was passed. So we wrote into the Affordable Health Care Act, you're grandfathered on that plan. All right, I will read the rest of his quotation in my own voice without doing my Obama impersonation. That way you'll concentrate more on his words, which are important, rather than rating how good or lousy I'm doing my Obama impression. So he continued in the same speech, this explanation of why he wasn't really lying. But if the insurance company changes it, then what we're saying is that they've got to change it to a higher standard. They've got to make it better. They've got to improve the quality of the plan that they're selling. That's part of the promise that we made too. That's why we went out of our way to make sure that the law allowed for grandfathering, but if we had allowed these old plans to be downgraded or sold to new enrollees once the law had already passed, then we would have broken an even more important promise, making sure that Americans gain access to health care that doesn't leave them one illness away from financial ruin. This explanation is a far cry from Obama's original promise. It was repeated many times, including his speech on June 15, 2010. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor. Sorry, I just couldn't resist doing that one more time. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan, period. No one will take it away, no matter what. Those were his words, my friends. No matter what, they can't take it away, no matter what. Strange words, in as much as his later explanation that I just read you says that there actually are a few whats and one or two matters along the road. It matters when you got your insurance plan. It also matters if your insurance company made changes that conformed to Obama's standard. The moment President Obama explained the fine print of his promises, he was admitting that he had an accurate understanding of the law all along, but simply chose not to speak the full truth, even though we learned this through a roundabout explanation rather than a stated confession. Oh well, politicians lie. That's why we have checks and balances in our Constitution, such as the third branch of government, the Supreme Court, which will, oh, well, never mind. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.